Ham has got the observation deck, and it's brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care.
I will do this sometimes on Sundays, 9 to noon on Work in Progress. Would Ham officially recommend entertainment segment? Or for short, whores.
Indeed.
In the past week, I've gone to the movie theaters and I've seen two movies that are being theatered. The first one being Jurassic World Rebirth, the newest addition to the Jurassic Park franchise.
The JCU?
Yes. Slight rebootish. Out of the seven JPs or JWs out there, I think I would rank this one fourth.
So Jurassic Park 3, 1.
No. I would go the OGP, Park, Lost World. What?
Oh, you're so casual.
You're just way too casual with no momentum right now. I need you to put it in gear here.
Then I would go
hit the Nas.
Lost World, then Jurassic World Uno, the first one, then Jurassic World Rebirth, this one, and then there's like a giant chasm between the next three, and then three, Dominion and Fallen Kingdom.
Are there fanboys of Jurassic Park, the series, in the way that, like, people follow...
There's a Fast and the Furious? And,
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't really hear people talk about it other than Corby. I feel like Corby and you are the only people that have watched these movies.
Well, how do you cosplay as a...
Dino?
I mean, or just, yeah, as a Jurassic Park person, you just wear a lot of khaki? Like, it's not as fun, like, if you're in a Deadpool, you dress up like Deadpool. But if you dress up as Alan... From Jurassic Park, you're just wearing a blue shirt and pants.
A red scarf.
You look like Steve Irwin.
It's not as fun, I bet, to cosplay. Unless, you're going to go around as the overly inflatable T-Rex.
T-Rex
just kind of flops around.
Yeah, runs out.
And that's kind of fun,
greets people.
I guess.
Which is, that's a great bit.
Very fun. But yeah, I enjoyed this movie. It returned to the roots, which is, and I'm not spoiling anything because this was in commercials, the last couple were not on island.
Hey, Dill.
They were on mainland. This one goes back to island. I like island dinosaur over, like, seeing a dinosaur next to the Taj Mahal or, like, the Eiffel Tower or something.
That seems more fun to me, because that's, like, what would we do in this situation? If they're all just confined to one island.
Yeah, I'm not scared of
who
that.
Who cares?
But I like the mystery of there could be a dinosaur anywhere on an island, and they're, like, in the bush and whatnot, rather than, like...
That'd be more surprising, though. I'm about to bite into a Crunchwrap, and then a damn Velociraptor's right there.
Yeah, but it gets old because, you're on 75, and then...
You gotta look out.
Triceratops right there.
Or if I'm eating up in the bowl, up in the restaurant, and then all of a sudden there's a dino.
A pterodactyl. Yeah, that seems more cool. I like urban dino more than...
Forest dino?
More forest dino, yeah.
Remote dino? Remote island dino?
Yeah, I'm the opposite.
I'm with Monty, I think.
All right, then don't go see this movie. But yeah, in a future entertainment spotty, we could get into the ranks of where Scarlett Johansson is in terms of highest grossing film or something.
She's number one, right? With the boost of the Avengers?
Well,
we don't have to do it
ruined
now.
It.
Yeah,
now,
we don't
I
have
guess.
To do it.
We won't.
I read the internet.
Hey, Dill.
But yeah, she's great in the movie. Mahershala Ali, very fantastic in this movie.
He's good in pretty much anything he does.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like him in a lot.
But yeah, that was one of the movies I saw. Oh, and if I may give an official whores recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Out of a buy one, get one free pack of drumsticks,
mm-hmm.
where they come with four.
Mm-hmm.
I give it 6 out of 8 drumsticks.
So is that just... So 8 is 100 and 6 out of 8?
What? I don't know, man.
Is there a conversion to drumsticks to
he said he liked
movie
it.
Stars?
He said he liked it.
It's an 80.
Why didn't you just say it was an 80 from the start?
Because then it'd be an 80 out of like 143 or something dumb.
And I don't want it to be that.
He said he liked it,
it's
so just know
eight.
That.
But yeah, would Ham officially recommend? Sure, why not?
And then now, could we venture to guess what the second movie is going to be, or is that...
I've got a pretty good idea.
Minus 50,000 odds.
Yeah, they're not even taking bets anymore.
Yeah, Mamma Mia 2 come out again.
Mamma Mia? Is that the crossover with the Brendan Fraser movie? Mamma Mia!
Mamma Mia! What a stupid movie. That's the stupidest movie I've ever heard. I'd love to see y'all pitching that movie, though, to movie execs.
Look, people love crossover events.
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser's hot right now. Bring him back. Maybe he's the long-lost dad that
has been mummified.
They've been looking for.
The other movie, as neither of you actually said aloud but did guess, was Superman. This starred David Corenswet as new Superman taking over for Henry Cavill. This was directed by James Gunn, who did the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise in the MCU. He dipped his toes into the DC waters when he did The Suicide Squad, not to be confused with Suicide Squad.
He did the good one, right?
He did the good one.
Yeah.
And he also did Peacemaker, which was the show that starred John Cena on HBO.
Yes.
Also good.
Which is, yeah, if you haven't seen that, very raunchy, but very great. This was a reboot of the DC Comics universe away from the Zack Snyder ones. So James Gunn and Peter Safran were given the reins to the DCU now. This movie was great. It wasn't without flaws, but, I mean, when it comes to DC movies, I find myself very critical of everything. And there's only a couple parts in this movie where I was like, I wouldn't have done that if I was in charge of all this. But it's a good for universe building, whereas the other ones were very gritty and dark for the sake of just being gritty and dark. This one was genuinely fun to watch.
Is his Batman Robert Pattinson?
So, no. So, what they have said is that is going to be its own separate thing, which will confuse people later on when they cast a new Batman.
Because then that had Colin Farrell Penguin and...
Yeah, which, okay. Having watched Superman, I don't see the Robert Pattinson Batman working in this.
Because he is super dark.
Yeah, that is super dark, but just the universes are completely different. Like, that one has no meta-humans or anything like that, where they have superpowers. It's much like the Nolan films, where it's grounded. I cannot see Robert Pattinson working with this Superman.
Like, teaming up with the Superdog?
Yeah.
Mr. Terrific.
Crypto and Mr. Terrific, who is great in this movie.
Yeah.
Mr. Terrific is. But yeah, it was original story, nothing adapted from a comic book, which...
Interesting.
I also found very interesting, because I was trying to search what connection can I glean from the plot so far. I couldn't come up with any.
Is there a faction of the core fan base, though, that doesn't want that? Or do people prefer that it continues expanding beyond? Because I know, like, the first, whenever you said that, I thought Game of Thrones, and that's where things started to... Once it got away from the source material, then people started to hate it.
I mean, it's still in the realm of this is a very Superman movie in terms of Superman would do everything he did in this movie in the comics. And yeah.
You looks kind of lost your train of thought there for a second.
I kind of did because I forgot his question.
Yeah. Well, I think the difference is with Game of Thrones, they were like headed down a certain path. And then they had to take over, whereas if you just start with Superman, you kind of have an idea, and then you can build around that.
And with comics, you could kind of adapt certain parts of storylines and then not adapt certain parts. With Game of Thrones, they're kind of strictly sticking to books outside of a couple of minor details. And then once they ran out of books, they ran out of good ideas and how to do the show. Whereas with this, with comics, it's very hit or miss, too, because you'll get the fanboys that are, you have to adapt it word for word, scene for scene, action for action in the comics. And if you stray from that too much, that's what starts making people really mad. And this felt like it could have been not only the comics, but the whole movie felt like if you guys ever watched the Justice League cartoon show, Monty, I'll address this to you because there's no way he's watched it. This felt like it could be an episode of an animated TV show. But yeah, it's exactly what the universe needed. DC Universe needed for like a jumping off point. I'm glad they did it. It needed to be done. The Snyder films just sucked. Sorry.
But even EA. That one, the first one with Man of Steel, got people off on the wrong foot when he kills General Zod at the end, which set them down a dark path.
Yeah, because Superman, like Batman, doesn't kill.
I'm interested, though. I'll go see it at some point.
But yeah, acting's great in it. Nicholas Holt's amazing as Lex Luthor. He's a top two, the other being Gene Hackman, but he's all dead now.
With Jesse Eisenberg way down there.
Way down there. But yeah, this is exactly what we needed.
All right.
The next ones that are in line is, I believe, season two of Peacemaker comes out next month.
I'll be in.
We also have, I think both of these are next June. We have a Supergirl movie, and we also have Lanterns, which will star Kyle Chandler as Hal Jordan. That's going to be a TV show on HBO.
Was anyone pulling for a Green Lantern movie?
For a movie, maybe. But I'm glad they're doing a TV show because they could kind of flesh it out.
All right.
And there is a different Green Lantern in this one, and he's played by Nathan Fillion. He's awesome.
So what's your final rating for Superman?
Out of five Toms.
Six.
Okay. I give it four.
Four out of five. Okay. Yeah. Pretty good.
Now, drumstick to Tom ratio. If it's four out of five, it's seven out of eight stick.
I didn't follow that at all. So I'm going to thank you for your service and move on quickly before I melt my brain trying to figure out this conversion Eclipse. That you're doing here. All right. Thank you, Ham, for that movie review from your weekend.
Whores.
It's 6:30. Whores. Thank you for whores, Matt Birmingham.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you.